Hello, this is David Snyder, President of Baptist International Missions Incorporated, welcoming you to today's broadcast of Moments for Missions under the direction of our Vice President, Dr. J.B. Godfrey.
Well, it's been a learning experience this week to have Gage Gilbert, veteran missionary now to Greenland, with us. And Gage, when you go to a country like Greenland or anywhere else, do you just walk in and say, hey, I'm American missionary, I'm ready to stay here?
I wish it worked that way sometimes, but yeah, there's quite a visa process that you have to go through. For us, we actually right now are having to renew our visa every year, and then it takes about sometimes 3 months or more to get your visa back. And so as soon as you get it back, you're getting ready to turn back around and reapply again. And so that is a part of the process. It's just part of, I think, most parts of the world. It's just you have to take the time in order. If you want to preach the gospel there, you got to do the paperwork and go through all of that. And so the Lord has been very good in allowing us these past 3 years to get our visas. We've had a few little issues along the way with different things, but overall, the Lord's worked all that out, and we're thankful for that.
Now, when you and Aaliyah go back, you're planning to make a move, I think.
Yes, sir. So we are looking forward, Lord willing, as the Lord opens up the door, to move to the capital city, which is Nuuk, Greenland. About a third of the population of Greenland lives there. As far as we know, there is no gospel preaching work really in that city, about 20,000 people. And so we are excited as the Lord leads and allows us to be able to get there and Lord willing, see a church plant begin in that town.
Amen. And that's great. So as you're listening today, just write down a note somewhere. Pray for the Gilberts as they go and open up a new part of Greenland to the gospel. But I certainly want you to tell us, you and your wife both are super talented musically. Tell us what y'all been doing with the hymns and the hymn book in Greenland.
Yes, sir. So it's been a blessing. Greenland, they have some hymns that have been translated and so forth, but it's just they have books of text,
yeah,
and there's no music that is put to those words. And so sometimes, you know, when you're singing a song, it's like, what was the tune to that? And and so my wife has really taken this task, and the Lord has really gifted her musically. And so she's been able to take, and by listening to them sing the songs, to take the music and put the music notation down with the words and create a hymnal in the Greenlandic language, and having the notes and the notation together. And so that is, it's really been a blessing. We've been able to get it printed this past year and have it professionally printed, and now able to use that in the church work there. And so it really helps with, you know, maybe we're playing piano to have that music notation with the words. And we're thankful that the Lord's been able to do that. I'm thankful for my wife. I just want to say I wouldn't be able to be on the mission field if it wasn't for my wife. And she is such a help in the ministry. And she has just taken this project and really spent countless hours working on it.
Amen. If you can imagine, listener, being in a church when you didn't have hymns with music.
That's kind of what happened. Everyone had their own tune to the song.
Yeah. Well, and I know that you are there to reach the people of Greenland, but let's finish up today by talking about there are other people now there who are not originally from Greenland, but it's a door to reach them as well.
In our town now, there's a good number of, I think I mentioned earlier in the week, from the Philippines, and they have moved in, and their main language is English. They don't speak Danish. They don't speak Greenlandic. And so actually in the church we're working in now, we have an English service in the afternoons, and we want to reach out to these people. God has given us an opportunity just to try to reach out to them. And the same thing in the capital city, there are people, because of all the political things going on now, you're seeing people move in. You're seeing different consulates come in. So you're really seeing a great door open to the world. I never thought of the world coming to Greenland, but
yes,
the Lord not only allowing us opportunities to reach the Inuit people, but also the people of the world through the different ministries there.
Amen. Well, we're glad you're there. And for you listeners, would you pray for Gage and Aaliyah Gilbert as they get ready to go back and continue their ministry in Greenland?
You've been listening to Moments for Missions. For further information, please write to BIMI, P.O. Box 9, Harrison, Tennessee 37341, or call us at 423-344-5050, or you can visit us online at www.bimi.org. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.